You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Any leftover thoughts on the Super Bowl limits? I have a few. One is, where does this one rank all time? I think a lot of people, there's been 59 of these things, would put it like at 55. For me, and I've seen most of them, it's in my top five for enjoyment.
Because of the hate watch.
Yeah, I can't tell you how thrilled. I haven't been that happy from a sporting event in a long time. I just absolutely loved it. And I also appreciated the sheer dominance of the Philly defense. I thought it was something to behold, seeing a defensive line take apart an Andy Reid offense like that. Just took them apart. What's number one? What's the greatest Super Bowl you've ever seen? This list at CBS says Patriots 28, Seahawks 24. That's not a bad choice.
No.
That was a fabulous game filled with great plays, dramatic ending, great teams, great offense, great defense, all that.
That's one. Not number one, but it's one option.
Yeah.
The first one that comes to mind for me immediately is 28-3. Without any biases involved in it, watching the comeback that Tom Brady had against Atlanta and seeing how awesome it was for Atlanta to be crushing the Patriots and Brady, to see the comeback that Brady came and put on display in that game, pretty historic and a fun game. I remember when we had our Super Bowl party, I had a bunch of my friends over because we were still in high school then. And the families would all come over. And I remember saying, like, it's 28-3. I just want to see a really good game. You know, that's what I want to see in the Super Bowl. I just want to see the Patriots make it close. Not win, but make it close. And to see the comeback that they went on, I mean, as a Steelers fan, didn't love it. But as a pure game and a viewer, that was a great game to watch.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. The best Super Bowl of all time was Eagles 41, Patriots 33. I mean, that was phenomenal stuff. Everything I like in a game. You had an upset, which I love. You had... well, you had 74 combined points. You had a dramatic ending. You had a trick play, the Philly special. You had Belichick and Brady losing. Despite Brady throwing for 500 yards in the game, it was just up and down. You just, the whole thing was a spectacle. That was the greatest Super Bowl of all time.
The worst Super Bowl of all time, other than the one in New York where it was like 40, 45 degrees.
Oh, was that brutal.
Yeah, that's probably the last time New York will have an outdoor Super Bowl. They'll probably build a dome when the next chance that they get at it. The Super Bowl between the Rams and the Patriots, which was, what was it, 16-6?
13-3.
That was
a bad game.
So boring.
It was horrifying game.
Terrible. A lot of defense, but really just no offensive innovation at all.
There was nothing. Like, even in some of the ones that everybody says are the worst of all time, like Niners 49. They had 49. I just noticed that. Chargers 26. At least you got to see a breathtakingly great offense.
Yeah, a lot of points
in that game. It was a terrible game. So was Niners 55, Broncos 10. At least Seattle 43, Denver 8, like this last game. And the Chiefs weren't a great offense, don't get me wrong. But the idea of a great, and that Broncos offense was great. And to watch Seattle take them apart like that was fascinating to me.
Legion of Boom.
Yeah, so that wasn't one of the worst ones for me. Eagles 40. The game the other day they have as the third worst Super Bowl of all time.
Okay, so you
that's crap.
So you don't care at all if it's a blowout?
No, not. I mean, I do. I prefer a good game unless it was the other day. But just because it's a blowout doesn't make it the worst of all time. The one you mentioned might be the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen.
13-3.
There was one play that I even remember from the game. And it was the pass to Gronk down by the goal line.
The only thing I remember from that game is how great the Rams uniforms were, and they're blue and gold, similar to the Pitt uniforms,
yeah.
And they took them away in favor of this new LA Rams uniform that's not nearly
as good. It was horrible. The two worst Super Bowls all time were the one I just mentioned, 13-3, and Ravens 34, Giants 7. That was a horrible, horrible game.
So you like seeing the
Seahawks? I didn't say I liked it.
You like seeing the Seahawks just dominate the Denver offense in that game, and even though there was so much defense and so few offense, you like that game?
I didn't say I liked that game.
You said you didn't hate the game or didn't
dislike
it? No, I didn't.
I said I wouldn't put it as the worst of all time or second worst. I said at least separating it from like the 13-3 game, for example, was I got to see an all-time great defense perform and take apart an offense. And there's some fascination there for me.
Was that fun in watching the 2000 Ravens or the 85 Bears do?
No, because neither one took apart a great offense in the Super Bowl. Limits? Come on!
Well, we're talking about all-time defenses.
Yeah. The Ravens faced Kerry Collins, and the Bears faced Steve Grogan and Tony Eason. Although the Bears were entertaining no matter what they did in 85. Good night, Limits. We have to go.
All right, Joe. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow.